On Cornell University Week, is Latin a dead language? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dan Gallagher, professor of the practice in classics, makes the case that Latin is alive and well.
Listen outside most Latin classrooms, and you'll hear students reading aloud the writing of dead poets and politicians. Listen outside a living Latin classroom, and you will hear students discussing things that matter to them. As they see parallels between what they want to say and what the ancients said, they see the ancients had many of the same concerns. Latin, like any language, is a social phenomenon. It's born out of a deep-seated need to connect with others, to understand, and to be understood. Unfortunately, at some point, Latin ceased being a natural, linguistic means of communication and instead became a secret code to gain entry into ancient texts. Taught according to a grammar and translation approach, students learned only how to read Latin, never to speak or write it. The result is that students often consider Cicero and other Latin writers quagmires of conjugations and declensions rather than repositories of wisdom. Many linguists studying ancient languages, including Latinists, are finally asking, couldn't students become better readers if they learn to speak, listen, and write as well? We are discovering that they can. By treating Latin as a holistic language, students are achieving a command of the language that enables them to read never-before-encountered texts, be they prose or poetry, by any author from any time period without the help of a translation. In a time of social distancing, living Latin students can pick up an ancient text and start a virtual conversation, zooming, so to speak, across the centuries.
That was Dan Gallagher of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.